earlier in the week, or maybe last week, we were talking about Patrick Mahomes Sr. and John Rocker. Talk about two names you don't expect to...
Well, haven't heard in decades.
For John Rocker. I mean, John Rocker went out of the Major League Baseball arena in disgrace. He made some really bad comments about Mets fans. He was on a subway. It looked really bad for him.
Ahead of his time.
Yes.
According to MAGA.
Yes.
Now.
Embraced.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he's, I mean, he says that stuff now.
Yeah. Cabinet position.
He's just at the wrong time.
He could be the president's physical fitness council.
I'm surprised he's not. He should be the head of, the physical fitness council. Nonetheless, he ran into Patrick Mahomes Sr. during the Super Bowl week in New Orleans. The two got into an altercation, almost came to blows. And the guy who runs Barstool Sports said, great news, we're going to put you on our fight night because you guys hate each other so much. Biggie said, I'm smelling a setup that this is staged. I went with it as fact. Now, Patrick Mahomes Sr. says, yeah, it was a setup. This is all for that
fight.
We're doing it. And it was all staged. Mm-hmm. They really didn't just run into each other and get into a fight.
I'm not a giant Pat Mahomes fan, but I always feel bad.
All the people around him.
For athletes.
Yes.
Well, I always feel bad for athletes that have like families like that. Like the brother.
Oh, the brother's horrible.
The brother was, you don't hear much. I think they pretty much shut him
down.
He
has laid low.
Yeah.
To his credit. Because he's skated on that sexual assault charge.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
But then his dad's just drunk all the time and always, now he's going to accept money to fight John Rocker.
Mm-hmm.
I know you shouldn't. I know they're professional athletes. They have tons of money. But I do feel bad because of the family sometimes around them.
Wouldn't you think if you're... Does Mahomes and Mahomes, do they have a decent relationship?
They seem to. I mean, he's been in the... Maybe not lately. I'm sure it's strained. But, he's been in the booth. He's been with him when he's won. I don't know if after the last DUI, they were like, hey, we got to...
But wouldn't you think when Mahomes gets... After his rookie season, obviously, he's going to be a great player. Wouldn't you think the father would go, oh, man, I better straighten up my act here and just stay out of the news? But instead, he goes the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Brother, too. Now, he lays low after he has that sexual
assault. Well, a lot of times, and people, always say money can divide families.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know. Maybe dad thinks he should be getting more money from son and,
Oh, maybe.
That kind of thing.
Maybe that's the issue there.
Yeah, I mean, you see that a lot of times where professional athletes end up with strained relationships with their parents and whatnot because of over money.
His wife, Brittany Mahomes, she's not really beloved either, is she?
No, she's an influencer. She's kind of a social media influencer.
Uh-huh.
And she's laid low, though, some too lately.
Yeah, lately. Exactly. Well, anyway, that whole thing was staged just as Big E.
How much would you pay to watch John Rocker fight Pat Mahomes' dad?
I think these things are $19.99. It's called Rough and Rowdy.
Yeah.
And
they're mostly just amateurs, right?
Yeah, and it's worth it. I've done it a few times.
Oh, Biggie.
Oh, because they have like 25 fights, and it's just dudes.
You should embrace dad.
Son.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Why are you spending $20 on
that? They had one close a few years ago I wanted to go to, but I couldn't make it work. I mean, it's just...
Why? Why are you spending $20? John Rocker fight Pat
Mahomes. Great watching UFC, okay, where these are trained professional fighters. I mean, it's art what they do. They catch a guy at the perfect time and knock him out. This Rough and Rowdy is truly just, dudes that are off the street that don't like each other.
In the 80s and 90s, they used to call them tough man contests. Remember, they would show, they would just, anybody could step into a ring and put boxing gloves on.
God, it's true.
And just throw punches until they're either A, knocked out, or B, they're exhausted.
They would be.
And that's what half these matches end in, just because no one's an athlete.
Yeah.
They just end in one of them being like, I can't go any farther.
Mahomes' father's probably 50 years old. Plus, if you've got those tough man contests, now I'm remembering, they'd show like video of that. Where they'd be like in jeans, with their sweaty, floppy belly, wife beater shirt out there, and they'd all be, like you said, they'd just collapse from exhaustion after one round.
Boxing training is hard. It is intense.
My father used to say, with boxing, I remember we watched the Larry Holmes-Ken Norton fight. Do you remember that fight? This is like
Holmes-Norton. Is that when Holmes took the title?
Yes. I'm going to say 79, something like that. One of my first boxing matches. And it was on TV. And we watched it. 15 rounds, heavyweight fighting. And at the end, so 15 rounds of boxing is what, 45 minutes.
Right, with 1 minute in between.
Right, so you're out there an hour, okay? So it's over, and Larry Holmes wins the fight by decision, and he's just like laid over in his corner with exhausted. And my mother said, look at this. He only put in an hour's work.
Well, his coworker was trying to kill him.
Right. Yeah.
The entire time.
This is my family. And my father's like, let him do an honest 8-hour day like I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come down to the battery factory.
My father made batteries 8 hours a day, six days a week.
Imagine making batteries while someone tries to punch you constantly.
And my mother said, look at this. You believe this? And she was like, I tell you what. And the money they're making, it's ridiculous.
He sits on a wooden stool for a minute in between rounds.
I want you to look over there in that recliner. That's a real warrior.
So I believed that for a long time.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
And I would spread that, you know, when we'd see a boxing match. Oh, you know, whoever, I'd say, and they'd be done. Or a football player or whatever would be like, look at this. These guys, they don't do anything. They do nothing.
Oh, I'm cramping. Boo-hoo.
You just worked for 45 minutes. So what? They spread that like gospel when I was a kid. I guess when you see amateurs do it, or actually I went to see Rocky III, came home and started punching against, you know, the sofa cushions.
Oh, yeah.
I would, and after about 2 minutes, I was like,
I can't move.
Destroyed, you know, and you're on the ground, and you realize there's a lot of work that does go into that. But my parents weren't having it. They absolutely were not.
Now, I don't mean to just randomly change the subject, but did you guys see the story of that snake that was found in a washing machine in Australia? Blew.
My wife's worst nightmare. If she opened the washing machine,
she was born in the right country.
Yeah, because
she could never live in Australia. I mean, I think finding snakes in Australia is just like finding a spider to us.
Maybe.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe she needs to move to Ireland. Didn't St. Patrick take all the snakes out?
No snakes in Ireland. That's the perfect country for her. And
it's cold and drizzly a lot.
She loves that. Whenever we have a really, like I'm talking 38 degrees and heavy rain, my wife says,
finally.
I love this weather.
Open the curtains.
Huh? Oh, this feels so good.
She's got that really pale skin, you know. That's when we spend time out on our patio. She's in cold rain and 38. She loves to go out there in the screen porch, you know, and just watch the rain. This guy, an Australian snake catcher, responded to the family's home where the second most venomous snake in the world.
Second
most venomous snake. The place is called Maudslin, a suburb of the Gold Coast in Queensland. The snake is an eastern brown, and they say it's the second most venomous snake in the world, literally curled up in the bottom of their washing machine. Now, when the family called the snake wrangler, they didn't know really how dangerous it was. He says, oh, yeah, you got a bad one.
Got in the washing machine is crazy. But, yeah, see how he's banded? Some of the specimens have bands, but your suburb's just been relentless at the moment for these. Second most toxic snake in the world.
No word on what the wrangler did with the snake. I don't know. Yeah. In Australia, do you put them out somewhere else or do you just kill it?
I don't know. I don't think they kill them.
Even though they're the second most venomous snake in the world, most toxic snake in the world, and was in her washing machine. And you heard him say that your suburb is being assaulted by these snakes right now. So now, of course, it's summer in Australia right now.
Of course, you want to wash a snake on cold.
Gosh.
On the delicate setting.
That, you know, truthfully, that's what I would have done.
Washed it.
I'd have tried to drown it.
Yeah.
And I think most snakes can swim, but I would have opened it, closed it, and started the washer, moved it all the way to hot. Been like...
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extra spin.
That would kill it. Or would it just come out shrunk?
Hey, man, what was that about?
Got more pissed off.
Yeah.
Oh, that was going to kill me?